USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announces that it will lift Title 42 as of May 23rd. That measure required the removal of illegal immigrants, single adults, and family units arriving at the U.S. southern border in order to protect against the spread of COVID-19. Former Vice President Mike Pence, no fan of the move.
It really is a disgrace that the administration would literally take us from the frying pan to the fire. We're a crisis on the southern border, and now they're intent next month on making it even worse by repealing Title 42.
The Ukrainian city of Mariupol estimates it'll take at least $10 billion to repair infrastructure damage caused by Russian troops. The mayor telling the city council that war criminals must be punished for all damage and human suffering. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
The U.S. and NATO have sent thousands of weapons to Ukraine since the Russian invasion began. Although countries like Germany have focused on economically punishing the Kremlin, Florida Republican Representative Michael Walz says the United States has to go a step further.
If we're providing the weapons, we need to provide the instruction on how to best use them.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Ukrainian officials have been asking for aircraft to fight the Russian Air Force. The House has approved a bill to decriminalize and legalize marijuana at the federal level. Most states have already taken such steps, either for medical or recreational purposes. The bill would remove pot from the federal list of scheduled controlled substances and force courts to clear any related convictions. The Democratic measure faces an uncertain future in the 50-50 Senate as it needs 60 votes to pass. This is USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
President Joe Biden introduced his $5.8 trillion budget for the upcoming 2023 fiscal year earlier this week. The budget includes around $780 billion for the Pentagon. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher is no fan of the president's proposed defense budget.
That overall number of $780 billion, let's call it, actually works out to more like $600 billion in what they're actually able to purchase with that money. So this is a cut to defense. And again, it gets to this point that they're attempting to cut conventional hard power while at the same time elevating things, progressive priorities like climate change and diversity, equity, and inclusion in the military.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. Walmart is offering their employees free college tuition.
Walmart has announced it will pay 100% of college tuition for U.S. associates as part of its Live Better You program. Now nearly 1.5 million part-time and full-time U.S. associates can now pursue a degree or learn a trade skill without the burden of tuition debt. Walmart's website claims new hires are eligible on the first day they go to work. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California's pandemic-era eviction protections will continue for another 3 months. It's designed to continue protecting tens of thousands of tenants who already filed for state assistance by last night's deadline, but have yet to receive it because of processing delays. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.